This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. A recent study of people 65 and older found stroke survivors four times more likely to suffer from a fracture than someone with no history of stroke. Some of this results from reduced mobility after a stroke, but much of it has to do with lack of screening for such dangers as falling, broken bones, and osteoporosis, or loss of bone density. In this edition of Vital Signs, I talked about this with Dr. Tanya Dixon, a neurosurgeon at Texas Health Fort Worth.
Women are prone to osteoporosis to begin with after menopause. So if we take that into account, we're talking about more of people over 65 years old that would have strokes. Second of all, the muscle strength that we usually have to support the bones, we usually would not have it if we've had a stroke. That muscle will be atrophied. So there will be no support to help us support the bone structure. And that's why we usually tell people as they get older, continue to exercise because the muscle atrophy no longer supports the bone.
If you don't move it, you eventually lose it?
Correct.
But I didn't realize that osteoporosis is a common complication of stroke.
It is, and I think it's underreported. It's actually a really good study to look at because this is something that we can actually prevent. Compression fractures, if you have a stroke, are not the greatest thing to have because, first of all, you're not able to move around, then you're in terrible pain, and also the surgical options for osteoporotic fractures are not that spectacular.
Is this form of osteoporosis gender influenced the way it is with typical bone density loss?
Usually women are more prone to it, that's correct. Just because we're talking about a combination of the age group, me postmenopausal women, and the fact that women are more prone to strokes.
Does the possibility of this happening increase more among men as a result of a stroke?
Correct.
This is something that could all be prevented?
The osteoporosis could be treated. If we screen people beforehand, if we know that person just had a stroke, and let's say before that they did not have any bone density screening, if we screen them at that point, we can augment bone structure so they're not as prone to having fractures.
But that type of screening isn't happening as often as it should.
I will tell you, in my practice, it's hardly ever happening, unfortunately.
Why is that?
We haven't really truly made the correlation before. People haven't really been investigating it in regular practice. So that's how we usually change our practice, is when a large study comes out and all of us agree with it and say that this is something we can prevent. We need to use it and utilize it in our practice.
Meaning what? A lot of healthcare professionals simply weren't aware of the need for the screening?
Correct. Between stroke patients and osteoporosis screening. Osteoporosis screening happens in primary care offices all the time.
What's involved in the screening?
A bone density test, bone scan. It's a relatively short thing, nothing to be afraid of.
So what can be done then to increase this screening?
Awareness among the medical professionals, and mostly the neurologists, because they would deal with stroke patients more than even surgeons. Yeah, awareness in the medical field and certainly among the general public.
That said, is there anything a person can do to avoid either a stroke, first of all, or the osteoporosis that can come along after?
The stroke, there are many factors that are preventable. Diet, exercise, not smoking, avoiding nicotine, cholesterol being under control, blood pressure being under control, certain things, hereditary, you know, people sometimes are prone to having high cholesterol, just genetically passed down from family, and that we can't change. We cannot change the genetics, but certainly we can work on modifying our risk factors to prevent a stroke. The osteoporosis, the only thing is get screened, and routinely we recommend people to use vitamin D and calcium. That's over-the-counter that anybody can start.
Is there an age at which it's a good idea to start osteoporosis screening?
For women, postmenopause. For men, probably after their 60s is a good time to get screened.
Dr. Dixon, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for taking the time.